This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, it helps when you have the microphone. Welcome to another session of sanity. I don't know. I do not know how we're doing this. You know, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Yes. I don't know. I felt a little sporty? It's like a sports t-shirt, right? So I'm having new masks made. I may do a pre-order on them. I don't know. You know, and, you know, I hear all these people say, pray and let's do this and let's do that. And, you know, and you really got to get our Christian friends together. You know what? Is that the only time we do this? Why aren't we praying ahead of time? Why aren't we dealing with stuff on the front end of things? Sorry. I just jumped in on this. Because of the last conversation I had. So I'm having some new masks made. They're going to say, you know, not God bless America. We've been using that too long. It's not getting us anywhere. How about America bless God? How about we start off there? What do you think? You know, how about we start giving him some glory and some honor and stuff like that? Yeah, just saying. Anyway, today's Veterans Day. And I want to thank all of those who really went before us. And let's not dishonor them. No, I'm not going to turn this political, but I want you to think about it. Let's not dishonor them by allowing this massive theft of American vote to happen. The freedom the countries and people all over this planet wish they had. The people that, you know, there are people that specifically come to this country because they truly and honestly have the ability to vote over the people that are going to rule over them. It's not a dictatorship, if you would. And we've allowed, or we have allowed, them to come in, or the left to come in. Because if you think about it, really, who are the people, the party, the club? Who's the club that doesn't want voter ID? And they say it disenfranchises people. Well, heck, didn't look like it did this time. There are a lot of people without voter ID or with voter ID. And, matter of fact, in states where there is voter ID, they have less issues. And it doesn't cut down on the percentage of people that normally come out to vote. What I love is how much they're touting that because of mail-in ballots, now a bigger portion of the country has voted. Well, if there's 350 million people, and 150 million, just under 150 million people voted, we're still missing a massive portion, aren't we? So, no, it doesn't really work that way, does it? Again, when you think of all the people, I don't think there's many left from... Well, I don't think there's any left from World War I. I've been wrong before, though. You think of World War II and what went down. You know, if you do some history of fascism, Look at what's going on right now. When Donald Trump got elected, did we talk about making lists of people that supported Obama or support Democrats or support Hillary? Did we make a list of any kind? No, but it's a group on the left that wants to make a list. That's fascism, people. That would keep them from working. Is that truly what our veterans died for? Is it the men and women that went before us, that fought and died, that frankly many on the left, not all, but many on the left, have absolutely no respect for? And I've got, you know, the Democrat Socialists, the one you really tell, you know, they want to defund, forget the police, they want to defund the military. Now, for some of you who are, I don't want to say, history ignorant, remember that today really started off as Armistice Day, right? In 1919. And, you know, there's been a whole, you know, we're going to run out of time in a second, but there's been a whole change. You know, what I'm surprised it didn't take this day and move it to Monday, too. Remember, they moved all the holidays to Monday. Surprised they didn't move this one either. I wonder how many of our kids or our young people know exactly what today was about. I'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. But part of the problem that we're having when you see these kids out there and they're protesting, right? They talk about the rights that have been taken away from them, how things should be. But I got to tell you something. That's our fault. We've allowed education to go down the road of not really training up our kids, not really telling our kids or teaching our kids what today is all about. You know? Really, seriously. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Zell. See, I love my listeners. You guys are all over this stuff. The last living veteran of World War I was Florence Green, who died February 4th, 2012. At age 110, see, a good battle helps you live longer. No, really. When they don't teach our kids, when we don't show our kids what true honor, true valor is all about. Coming out and smashing a window or sticking up for BLM is not true honor or true valor. Fighting for your right to doing that, whole different story. We'll learn more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Bazzini, your host, don't go far. Rick Green joins us at the bottom of the hour, all about the Constitution. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with us. So I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are with us. I thought we'd have some, I won't say some fun with this because that doesn't sound right, but, you know, how about we get a little bit of information that has nothing to do with the stealing of the presidential race, okay? Let's just roll out a few Veterans Day facts. How's that? Now, I told you, it started as Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919. And it was the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Or at the first anniversary, I should say. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance on November 11th. Became a national holiday in 1938. And unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, But especially gives thanks to the living veterans who served their country. You know, and during war or peacetime. Remember, you know, some go, yeah, you didn't go to war. Well, they could have. Anybody who puts that uniform on knows that at any given point in time, no matter when it is or where you're at, they can be called out to war. So don't belittle anybody who's got that uniform on in any way, shape, manner, or form. Because it's nuts. You won't, many of you won't do what they do, and some of you young people who tune into the show, you know that's true. The Veterans Day we know occurs on November 11th every year. It's in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, which signaled the end of World War I. In 54, Eisenhower officially made the change to name holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. In 68, the Uniform Holiday Bill Act was passed by Congress, which moved the celebration of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October. It's dumb. Sorry. But it was dumb. It went into effect in 1960, because there's a significance to the date. And it took Gerald Ford to finally put it back to November 11th, because he said, hey, look, this is stupid. This is like moving Christmas to the, what, to the third week or fourth week of December, right? Fourth Friday. That way there we did, you know, it's just crazy. And Veterans Day includes veterans of all wars, okay? Great Britain, France, Australia, and Canada also commemorate the veterans of World War I and II. They do it on or near November 11th. Canada calls it Remembrance Day. The Brits have Remembrance Sunday. It's the second Sunday of November. In Europe, Great Britain, and the Commonwealth countries, it is common to observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 every November 11th. I mean, heck, they were the biggest recipient of the benefits of America's involvement in both wars. I mean, they got into this mess twice, not once. You know, people want to put this country down. I think it's amazing. You know why? Because they have no clue of our history. Absolutely none. You know, in World War I, if you do a little bit of your checking, the Brits really didn't want us that involved. They weren't sure we could handle it. We would be strong. We showed them, didn't we? And World War II, massive, massive involvement by the U.S. And I want you to think about something that really ended the war. Remember those pesky little bombs that went off in Japan? I mean, think about the power that we had. This big, bad, nasty country known as these United States. Think about the power that we have had. We could have taken pictures of that movie, when we have them, sent them to every leader on the planet and said, you know, look, here's the deal. We are now your supreme leader, or else. We don't have to set foot on your turf to take it over. And we didn't do it. You think every other country in the world would have done the same thing? You think there weren't other countries if they had that kind of power, like Germany at the time? Every Veterans Day and Memorial Day, Arlington National Cemetery holds an annual memorial service. There's over 400,000 people buried there. Most of them served in the military. Now, military men and women who served to protect the U.S. come from all walks. We know this. They have all walks of life, right? They just, even from all other countries, they came here to be part of this country. There are 18 million, over a little over 18 million living veterans who served during at least one war as of 2018. 9% of veterans are women. 7 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. 3 million veterans have served in support of war on terrorism. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 325,000 were still alive in 2020. 2 million vets served during the Korean War. And then as of 2019, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans. Boy, this is interesting. Virginia, Wyoming, got that. Alaska? I mean, forgive me, Alaska. I'm not trying to put you down, but my God, why would you go to the cold? Anyway, we do owe these people a great debt of gratitude. They go out, they fight, they do. They do things that we would never think of doing. Look, I'm no better than you guys are. Right? I've said that a million times. The only thing difference is my job is I have a microphone in front of my mouth. I saw a guy, you know, shuffling in to get some lunch the other day, pick up his lunch and go at one of those events. And he had a mask on, you know, he had a hat on. I think it was a World War II vet, frankly. I'm not so sure, though. And no, actually, it was a Vietnam War, because it was on the front of his cap. And just simply, you know, I had a mask on, so I couldn't see his smile. But just simply saying to him, hey, dude, thank you. Thank you for your service. And I'm sorry that you're living in a country that doesn't seem to really appreciate you. But we do. Well, some of us do. So doesn't take much. Didn't cost me anything but probably about 45 seconds of my day. And I could see his eyes, you know, light up. I guess I could see him smile under the mask. But in all sincerity, take 2 minutes. Say thank you. Won't kill you. Because, again, whether you're on the right side or the left side, the reason you have the ability to say and do the things you do in this country is because of that man that's trying to shuffle into the store to get himself a cup of coffee. And don't get teed off that he ain't moving that fast. Because you don't know why he ain't moving that fast. Could be that piece of shrapnel on his hip that he took for you to have the ability to be impatient. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, got Rick Green coming on after the break. We're going to talk a lot about where the Constitution plays in all of this. What rules were broken. I mean, really, if the Constitution is truly the law of the land, this should be an easy decision. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detox to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
6 states are certifying election results, with Joe Biden's home state of Delaware becoming the first. Wyoming, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Vermont were next. States have until December 8th to finish. The Electoral College will make the results official 6 days later. Tampa residents are already feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Etta. The previously Category 1 hurricane will likely make landfall on Thursday just north of the Tampa area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor telling reporters this has been a very unpredictable storm. Ford is adding close to 400 jobs at two Michigan factories to make electric vehicles. The automaker also investing $850 million to meet expected demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are some messed up white people. Feel the rhythm now. We are back. Thanks. If I hit the right buttons, we're back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always get a pleasure out of having you guys with me. I really do. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Seriously, you really need to be part of the solution, right? And the way you do that is you become very, very involved in the conversation. You need to listen to other people. I mean, I want you to listen to me, of course, but you need to find some people that really, truly understand what's happening.
I'm with you.
So let me just get him on, because I know some of you are chomping at the bit to find out what's going to happen. He's going to open up his constitutional crystal ball, and he's going to let us know.
Crystal ball?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm putting it all on you. Anyhow, Rick Green joins me, founder of Patriot Academy. And how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great despite all the chaos. In fact, I see a lot of silver lining out there. A lot of good news actually coming in even today, and you know, I'm always, you know, I'm an optimistic, as Reagan said, happy warrior. So no matter what the outcome of the election is, I think that's the way we should be. But I truly do see some really good things happening, and one of the best things that's happening is just the interest in the Constitution. As you said, what does the Constitution say about this? How is it going to play into the outcome of this election? What's the proper role of the state legislators under the Constitution? They have incredible power in this particular situation. And then, of course, the 12th Amendment could even come into play in terms of what do you do if nobody gets a majority in the Electoral College. So be glad to answer any of those questions and dive into that wherever you want to take it.
Okay, let's start with the most simple, okay? Just for the simpleton like myself. The Constitution says that there is one day for the election, correct? Just one day.
That is correct.
Not seven months.
The Constitution actually doesn't say. I got to back up on that.
Okay.
The Constitution doesn't say one day. What it does is it leaves it up to the state legislators to decide the time, place, and manner of the election, and then the federal government can alter that when it wants under that provision. It literally gives them the right to overrule for federal elections. And if they do that, and really that's the main thing they've done, is they selected the day, and it is a day that is selected for the election, and yet we've allowed for this early voting and absentee and mail-in ballot to continue to get earlier and earlier, and as Mark Levin says, they want the voting to get earlier and earlier and the counting to get later and later, all of which is ripe for fraud. But the Constitution itself actually allows for the legislature to decide. So it would be constitutional for the legislature to allow as much early voting as they want. And that's Article 1, Section 4, for anybody that wants to look it up.
You know, I thought these guys were smart when they put this thing together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to remember what they would have never. I think this, you know, they couldn't have a total crystal ball, so they couldn't see everything that could happen. And we used to have one day. I mean, in fact, most states, you actually went up there and you voted verbally in front of your friends and family who you were voting for, and that didn't really change in all the states until 1888, which is one of those last elections where they claimed fraud all over the place and showed people buying votes and all kinds of crazy stuff. But anyway, yeah. So they were used to having that one-day election. We've modified that over time. What we need, Joe, we need state legislators that are willing to be tough and that are willing to be smart. We've let the left take over the election process and run over us, even in Republican states, for way too long. And it's time to put our foot down and say we're going to have a system that can be verified, and we're not going to leave all these loopholes open for people to be able to at least look like they're cheating, at least have the appearance of impropriety, if they're not actually cheating.
Rick,
when you're doing something in hiding, it's probably no good.
During the day when I'm getting ready for the show and I'm getting some stuff together, I've been listening. I hide and I go over to Vimeo and I grab your vids off of Vimeo and I listen to those during the day. And you know, the thing is, at one point in time, it was live and let live as Republicans. You know, it seems like after the election, no matter what happens, we go, okay, well, we won, and not enough to fight for, or. No, I think what has happened right now, which I'm kind of excited about, and I'm glad Trump is the one at the helm here, is that they have shown their colors. The rash can no longer stay under the skin. They have come to the surface. They are so emboldened. They're doing it right in your face, showing you what they're doing. I mean, seriously, now all of a sudden we see that you've got tens of thousands of votes that have, what, two check marks, one for Senate, one for President? These are all going to be areas. Now, I'm concerned with SCOTUS, I got to tell you. And I think if we can show how many of these votes are truly illegitimate, coming from dead people, people don't live in a state, that kind of thing, we have a place to win, don't we?
I believe that, absolutely, yeah. I think, and frankly, it's hundreds of thousands of votes,
yes,
that only voted for president, not even Senate. I mean, it's insane and statistically impossible and all of that. I mean, there's it's the computer glitches. There's some evidence coming out in Michigan now that there may be algorithms that were manipulating even the electronic vote. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to come out as a result of this. But you nailed it. It's going to come down to the two decision-making groups are going to be the state legislatures and the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, if it's going to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution, it will absolutely have to either require Pennsylvania to separate out all ballots that were cast under any scheme adopted by anyone other than the legislature. Let me break that down. The legislature, another provision of the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, says that the legislature is the one that can appoint electors. They decide how those electors will be appointed. And so if you do anything in that election by some rule of the governor who's trying to make it better for his team, that's not law. You're breaking the law. Only the legislature can set the rules for how the election is going to take place. And that's what the Pennsylvania legislature argued whenever the governor and the secretary of state decided to change the rules. And the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania went with because they were all Democrats, went with the governor. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you better separate those ballots because we've got real concerns with what you're doing. Well, it turns out they ended up voting. They ended up counting those ballots. We don't know if they were mixed in. And so the Supreme Court and U.S. Supreme Court is going to have to say, okay, look, if you can separate them, if we can prove, you know, without any problem, that all of the votes cast under this scheme, which means all the votes that came in after Election Day or any other part of their scheme that wasn't part of the actual election law, those cannot be counted. They're illegal votes. And therefore, if we can separate them, we can still get a fair election here and know who cast the legal votes. But, Joe, here's a problem with even that. More than likely, they're mixed in, and they're not going to be able to do that. But even if they can do that, what do we say to all those people that thought they were voting legally? We're going to disenfranchise, and it's mostly going to be Democrats, but we're disenfranchising them. So I think the Supreme Court has to say, uh-uh, the whole election is tainted. The well has been poisoned. Pennsylvania's election has to either be redone or it goes to the state legislature to appoint the electors based on what they think the actual count was. And that's a Republican legislature and would end up giving those 20 electoral votes to the Republican. But it's not about that as much as it is following the law and punishing those who broke the law. There has to be consequences for these people that ignored the law and thought, oh, we'll just get away with it. Nobody will look. They'll walk away, Rick.
They've been getting away with this for decades. And again, they have soft-shoed it to this point. It's about time we take a stance. Maybe you weren't, but I was surprised that to a degree. It seems like Alito kind of made this move on his own when he heard what was going down. He said, wait a minute, you're not separating these? Are you still not doing this? And you just warm my heart because I said this the other night. I said it wouldn't be unthinkable that SCOTUS would say, you know what, you've got this thing so screwed up, so messed up, that we're ordering that you redo the election. And another friend of mine said the same thing today when I was talking.
And Joe, that is not. I know some of your listeners hear that and they go, what? We would never do that. We just did it last year in North Carolina over a very similar situation. Mail-in ballots, lots of folks were claiming fraud on both Republican and Democrat side. What'd they do? The judge said, that's it. You got to do it again. They redid the election, and everybody had confidence that we actually had a winner in that race, and it wasn't, you know, nobody stole it. So that is not unheard of. I know this is a big deal to do it for a presidential race, but it can be done. In my opinion, it should be done, because if the legislature has to use their other option, which is to actually appoint the electors, you know, themselves, which is what Article 2 allows them to do, and the Supreme Court's already told us that the legislators have that power. In the Bush v. Gore race, they actually said that. Not only do they have that plenary power to do so, they can take it back. Even if they've changed their system to allow popular vote, they can take it back at any time. So that's almost like a nuclear option, I guess you could say, but perfectly constitutional option. They could absolutely do that in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia. Those are all Republican legislatures that could do that. And so I hope they don't have to. I hope that we're just able to get transparency. We're able to get verification of the votes, and we're able to use the legal remedies where those things are not provided, which we know they weren't provided in Detroit. We know they hid the count. We know they hid the count in Georgia. So it's going to be tough to do those things, but there are solutions to all of these problems.
Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about dead votes. And people keep talking about a recount, but we really need an audit and a recount. Be back in a few minutes. We'll explain that in simple English to you, or Rickroll anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Back. Listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just get right back to it. I've got Rick Green on with me, and I just love this guy. And his knowledge of the Constitution is so vast, and he's so sharp. Picks it up right away. Doesn't have to, like me, I have to go through the Rolodex cards. He just bang. He hits it, and he runs with it. Hey, Rick, before we get rolling, tell people about Patriot Academy and what a constitutional coach is.
ConstitutionCoach.com. If you want to know more about the Constitution, if you want to know how to be a good citizen, you don't have to be an expert. You know, in fact, you can be a coach yourself, even if you don't know anything about any of these things. If you just want to learn to be a good citizen and get some of your friends and family together, we give you all the tools. We give it away for free. I teach the class in Independence Hall where the Constitution was framed. It's fun. It's entertaining. But most importantly, it's inspirational and empowering because it gives you action steps on how to be a better citizen and how to engage your neighbors as well. So we want as many people as possible to take that class. The good news, like I said earlier, Joe, I mean, people are getting involved in this like never before. We're doing, you know, huge Constitution classes, and people are saying, hey, I'm ready. I'm done with all this. I'm awakened by the chaos of 2020, whether it's the violence in the streets or the COVID crackdowns or now the, you know, potential stealing of the presidential election. these things have motivated me to get involved, and that's a good thing that people are waking up.
Now, listen, don't, you've had, what, over 11, you're stealing some of my listeners on Monday, by the way. You, you've got over 11,000 people that have signed up for that class, have you not?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Wow. It's a really good sign. I mean, really good sign. Largest Constitution class in history. And you know, and we're going to do another one right after that. We'll see if we get the same number again or more or less, whatever. If we got thousands, we're thrilled. But we're really encouraging people. You got to do the homework at this point. It's not enough to complain. It's not enough to just vote. You got to really become a patriot, and that means investing a little bit of your time, a little bit of your money, and, of course, your sacred honor, willingness to stand up and speak truth. No matter what they say about you, they might put you in Facebook jail like I'm in right now. But, you know, the fascists and the censorship out there.
You said God and country. That's like one of the worst things you could say on
Facebook.
Oh,
country, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I said I was a friend of Joe Messina.
Hey, listen, the other night, you know, sometimes, I know you're a busy guy, but I would have loved to have chimed in. The other night, I was watching your video, and you were running around in my old neighborhood. You were in the old North Church, right? You were running over to Paul Revere's house, and I'm screaming at you, but you're not listening to me. I'm saying, listen, it's a great pizza joint, like four doors down from the old North Church you could have gone. So anyhow, but
I mean, don't you get
the feel, when you're walking through those streets, when you're truly walking in some of the areas there, you can feel the history, can't you?
Oh, no question, man. There's nothing like walking in the footsteps of the founders and really understanding what they went through to launch the nation and why they did so many of the things that they did, including making sure that we had a separation of powers and including that we did not have a dictator. We didn't have one person making law. I mean, that was a big deal to them. They'd experienced the brunt end of that.
Oh, yeah.
And they were students of history. They knew where that would go. And so they gave us a system where the states were guaranteed to be a republic. That's Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And all of these states that have allowed their governors to make law without the legislature are usurping the Constitution in doing so. Gavin Newsom is one of the worst, of course, and he started it all back on March 16th. But a bunch of these other governors, including my Republican governor of Texas, followed suit. And they are violating the Constitution when they do that. And the same thing with these elections. I mean, it's not just Pennsylvania that broke the law in this. Detroit, Michigan, Texas did. I mean, the governor actually did early voting a week earlier than the law allows for. He had plenty of time to call the legislature into session and let the legislature make that decision, which is who should make it. Pennsylvania had plenty of time. Every state did. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a state that was living under a rock and didn't find out about COVID until October. But I don't think so. I think they all have known and had plenty of time to do this.
I know people don't want to say this, but every governor knew about this back in February, March, April, whatever. They saw where it was going. They saw the direction it was heading in. They could have put things together back then to get ready for this. You know, I was going to invite you over for Thanksgiving dinner, but apparently I can only have three families here max for my neighborhood and for 2 hours only. So, you know, I'm Italian. We can't
do
that.
Well, now I know where I rank. If I'm not in your top three, now that you're not invited, I know how it goes. Right. So I told my kids, I got four kids. I said, I got to choose which three of you I like the most.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I've been saying this for a week now, is that you can't, people go, we need a recount. No, you don't need just a recount. You have to have an audit and a recount if that's the road you're going down, because you can. You would be able to look, and you would be able to take out the dead, I hope you'd be able to easily take out the dead ballots or ballots from dead people that don't live in that area. I have friends of mine in L.A. that said they saw signatures that clearly did not match the signature, but they let them go through. So these are things we can easily fight, can we not?
Well, it's going to be a mixed bag, and it's different in each state. You know, a lot of those ballots, they get sent in under some fraudulent name, and then it gets dumped into the mix, and you don't really know which ballot belongs to which person.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
In most cases, you can't just remove it. You poison the well. So that, I think what they're probably going to do in some of these states is they're going to figure out how much fraud or let's just be nice about it, irregularities and mistakes and whatever can they identify, and if those were removed, would it change the election? And that's going to probably influence the decision of judges and state legislators. But I'm of the opinion that just because that's all you found on top, if that's what you've identified, if it's that bad, how do you know what else is underneath that you
that's
didn't
right.
catch? Because
yep.
more than likely, for every shoplifter that you catch, there were many others that got away with it, right? That's how it works. And look, I'm just saying, you know, we need transparency. And if there was cheating, then the transparency that was denied may prevent us from finding the cheating. If they were doing things when, you know, when they sent Republican counters home and they kept counting with just Democrats, when they boarded up the windows, when they kicked Republican counters out, when they continued to count hundreds of thousands of ballots with only the Democrats watching, you may not be cheating, but you are certainly sending the message that something you're doing is wrong, and more importantly, you're breaking the law. And when you break the law, we should make you pay for that. And the more you allow people to break the law, like we've done with the rioting in the streets, what do you get? More of it. You're sending the signal that it's okay. So if we don't press this, if we don't regard, I don't care. It's not about Trump or Biden. It's about the Constitution and the rule of law. That's what we're fighting for right now.
You know, amen. It's about stopping this from going forward, because I truly believe if we allow them to get away with this without pushing back, it's not even that we won't see a Republican, ever see a Republican president again, but this is what's happening right now is true fascism. It's a true sense of fascism. You've got the left out there screaming, they're going to put it, for all intents and purposes, they're putting an enemies list together. Anybody who's pro-Trump in any way, shape, manner, or form is going to be called out.
Yep.
You know, and when does that happen?
Exactly.
When has that ever? Well, I shouldn't say when has it ever happened, but
it's
not the way it should be.
That should turn people's stomach. It should send chills down their spines. Those are elected officials in America that are calling up for those sorts of things. Those are fascist, communist tactics. It's evil. It is absolutely evil. Now, Joe, I know we only got a couple of minutes here, and we got shorter time tonight than we normally have, so I got to have some fun here. If even just Pennsylvania gets thrown out, and for sure if Pennsylvania and Michigan get thrown out, we may have a situation where nobody gets a majority of the Electoral College. If that happens, it could end up going to the House. That doesn't mean 435 House members vote Nancy Pelosi's president. A lot of people are thinking that. It means that each state votes by delegation. So Republicans have 26 states where they have a majority of the House members, and maybe as many as 29. I guarantee that we have 26. It's possible we'll end up with 29 by the time they finish all the counting of these of some of these states. But that means that if it goes to the House like it did, it's not a first-time thing. They did this in 1824. If that happens, then it's very likely Donald Trump wins this election. And there's multiple scenarios where that could end up happening with a tie in the Electoral College. Nobody gets a majority of the Electoral College. It could also be a lot like 1876, where some of these states send two sets of electors. That's exactly what happened in 1876. Three states did that. Well, if that happens, what are they going to do? Well, they've got some rules on what they might do. The Constitution, though, doesn't really speak to that. And so there's a chance those electors are thrown out. There's a chance there's a legal battle the Supreme Court has to decide. So there's a lot of crazy scenarios here. The worst case scenario is, actually, no, I think maybe the most fun scenario would be that the president gets elected by those state delegations in the House, and then he goes to the Senate, and somehow by the time all these Senate races are decided, the Democrats have the Senate, and therefore Kamala Harris is vice president. And then, Joe, you and I will have the greatest reality show we could ever watch. We will watch Donald Trump as president, Kamala Harris as vice president. No one will ever leave their TV. It'll be hilarious. No, that's not going to happen. Now that Tillis won in North Carolina, that's not going to happen because we've got 50 at least.
No. And you're right. We are coming up on the end here, but I got to tell you something, and I'm going to let my people. I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now because I have people calling the show thinking that Crazy Nancy's going to be president. I said, no, that's not how it works. Well, then what's going to happen is they're going to go to Congress, and they have – no, they don't. Every state gets one vote. Will you people please read your Constitution? You know, I mean, go to PatriotAcademy.com. There's a button there that says store, STORE, store. Hit the button. He's got all kinds of stuff there to teach you and walk you through this. Take the class. Get informed. I mean, I spend more time, you know, but they heard it from you now, so it's got to be truth, right? Now it's gospel truth. They heard it from Rick Green. And so anyhow, Rick, I always love when I have you on, man, because it really puts a lot of people at ease. And you can, all joking aside, people, go to Patriot Academy. There's great workbooks there. There's DVDs. If some of you I know hate to read, you know, DVDs there you can check out. And I can't wait till you start your biblical citizenship class. I mean, I'm like waiting for you to do that one live, too. Rick, God bless. Thanks for what you do, man.
Hey, brother. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on. God bless you, man.
All right. Joe Bassini, your host, always a pleasure. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Barack Lori joins me. You haven't heard from him in a while. He is like bouncing off the walls, to let you know. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.